begin.
Hello, welcome to today's call. This is Susan Sheehan from Wagner Edstrom. We are calling you today from the VoiceCon conference in Orlando, Florida. Today we have Gurdeep Paul, the Corporate Vice President of Microsoft's Unified Communications Group, on the call. Gurdeep's name is spelled G-U-R-D-E-E-P, Paul, P-A-L-L. Mr. Paul is also joined by Jim Foy, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Aspect Software Incorporated. Mr. Foy's name is spelled J-I-M-F-O-Y. Today's call is scheduled for 30 minutes. During this time, Mr. Paul is going to take you through why Microsoft forged this strategic alliance with Aspect Software. We'll then turn it over to Mr. Foy, who is going to share the details of the alliance. We will then have time for questions, some open questions. Also, for reference, there is a press release available on today's announcement on PR Newswire. And I am now going to turn it over to you, Mr. Paul.
Thank you, Susan. I want to apologize for my voice. I just got off my keynote. Today, first thing I wanted to start with is to share with you the momentum that we're seeing with Office Communication Server. In a few months that we've shipped, we've seen just tremendous uptake with customers. In fact, today, 174 of the Fortune 500 companies have licensed Office Communication Server. The customer adoption puts us to be on track to be the top three enterprise voice providers in a few short years. We've seen a lot of interest in specific areas, things like Roundtable. There are more than 140 case studies available on Office Communication Server already, and customers are saving a lot of money with Office Communication Server deployed. So it is really fueling some productivity, and it's cutting budgets because of lower price points. Now, with that, I want to get on with today's announcement. I'm really, really excited to share with you the strategic alliance that Aspect Software and Microsoft have announced today. Aspect Software is a leading independent contact center provider today, and with this alliance, they will be taking their key contact center solutions and integrating them into Office Communication Server using the public platform that we have in place with Office Communication Server. Contact centers are an extremely important category when you talk to customers, and more decisions around voice depend on a very rich contact center solution also being available. So we are very excited about this alliance, and we also believe that contact centers, the innovation with unified communication and contact centers is a great way to target value that lies there. So to get into the specific terms, I'd like to ask Jim to share those with you.
Okay, thank you very much, Gurdeep, and good afternoon, everybody. Let me start by saying that the Microsoft Office Communication Server platform really provides a software platform for the enterprise and for the enterprise to operate most efficiently. The Aspect perspective of the enterprise and to the enterprise is, of course, through the contact center. And so it's our objective to take full advantage of that platform so that contact center environments can interface and interoperate more easily and more completely with the enterprise. We've had that objective for some time. We've been moving in that direction for some considerable time. And working closely with Microsoft in the past, and of course that's going to continue in the future much more collaboratively. So to get down to the details of the agreement that we have come to, so Aspect and Microsoft have entered into a multi-year agreement that will provide a unified communications contact center solution for all our customers and, of course, the market and our new customers generally around the world. We will be integrating the existing Aspect contact center solutions, the unified IP platform that we have, with the software-powered voice engine provided by Microsoft. We will position the OCS platform, Unified Communication Platform, as the leading option for all customers, our existing customers, and, of course, with our new customers, which we expect to increase very dramatically. An important part of this market opportunity is to take full advantage of this technology to improve business processes. And in order to do that, we will be expanding our professional services capability in order to deliver such solutions to our marketplace. I want to emphasize that this is a very collaborative exercise. Microsoft has also been, has already been very significantly involved in defining the product roadmap that, that spreads out really for the next 3 years. And it's great to have, of course, their insights and their benefit in helping us determine what will be the most competitive solution. And also to underpin that, Microsoft is providing resources within Microsoft to fully exploit this relationship, and also is providing an equity investment into Aspect Software such that we can accelerate our developments. So that, in broad terms, is the nature of the agreement, and perhaps I could either hand it back to Gurdeep or ask or have some questions raised.
Well, I mean, the only thing I'd like to add, Jim, on top of that is that, you know, we are very, very excited about the platform and having, you know, leading vendors like yourself really build on top of this platform, because we believe that's how the best of breed solutions emerge, as opposed to the model where the contact center is built by the same vendor who builds the PBX, by the same vendor who builds the gateways and the phones and everything like that.
And, of course, we agree completely.
Susan?
We can now open the call up to questions that any of the participants have.
Thank you.
Susan, we can't hear you.
Yes, we have a question from Art Rosenberg.
Hello?
The Unified View.
Hello?
Hello, is this Art Rosenberg?
Yes, it is.
Art, do you have a question for Gurdeep or Jim?
Well, actually, it's a couple of questions for both of them. One of the implications, and I wrote about this in UC Strategies about the announcement, and the focus on in including experts, for example, not just the first-line agents to be available to provide first call resolution, but actually it's first contact resolution, because you're going to have a lot more online customers asking questions. I'd just like you to comment, what's going to be different in a UC environment for one, for the agents, as well as for the customers? You just comment on the major differences that you both see.
Well, you know, to me, the big difference is this. Once you have communication capabilities, presence capabilities on every desktop, and every information worker, you know, has those capabilities, being able to reach them from the contact center firstly becomes possible for the first time. I mean, you don't want to have a situation where, you know, there's a customer who's on hold and the contact center agent is trying to contact one person, another person, and getting to voicemail. You know, with presence, they can see that they're online. They can find, they can start with an instant messaging session, perhaps resolve some issues that way. So the fact that you now have a ubiquitous unified communications platform deployed for every information worker, which then works seamlessly with the solution deployed in the contact center, is which starts enabling these scenarios. Jim, do you want to add on that?
Yes, thank you, Gurdeep. And of course, I would second that. And maybe just to add a little color, of course, informal networking already goes on extensively within contact centers, so that agents within the contact center can leverage local experts. But of course, that is a very informal mechanism, and it's impossible to measure and certainly coordinate. What we have with unified communications and presence and the standards that come with this is the means of connecting individual agents to to experts elsewhere in the enterprise in order to achieve that first call resolution, which is so crucial to the quality of the service customers receive and hence the business outcome that we can expect. And it's a long answer, but I'll say one other thing. We're certain, and it's been measured independently, that more than 10% of all contacts with a contact center do not get resolved inside the contact center and, in fact, require the involvement of other parts of the enterprise. What UC does and what the Ask the Expert mechanism or Click to the Expert mechanism that's referenced in the press release does is to provide that instant access to experts while preserving the whole context of the customer call to the contact center. And we believe, and that's a huge proportion of calls, and therefore the efficiency to the business will be enormous.
I'd like to follow on that particular point when you mention experts within the organization. The way that globalization and partnering going on in the world, a lot of the experts are no longer going to be within the organization. How are you going to handle them?
You know, one of the areas which I think you are familiar with is federation capability. And we've done a lot of work to make our solution accessible from anywhere. You can have organizations which are federating with each other, and you have presence, audio, video, sharing, all these capabilities available across enterprise boundaries and outside the firewall of the enterprise. So we believe that, you know, this capability, which is part of the horizontal UC platform that we have built with Office Communication Server, combined with the contact center and enabling this reach, is going to be key. I mean, I foresee as Office Communication Server gets deployed broadly that we will literally get a communication network on top of the internet, which really connects experts wherever they are.
Thank you, Art. If anybody else has a question, please hit star one. We now have a question from Mark Hamblin of Computer World. Mark? Mark, are you there? Turns out we don't have a question from Mark Hamblin of Computer World. At this time, we do not have any other questions. We'll give the participants a few more minutes just to confirm that. Again, please push star one if you have a question. And it looks like we do have some questions.
Matt Hamblin, your line is open.
Oh, hi, it's Matt. It's not Mark, and it was dead there for about a minute. Are you guys there?
We are. We can hear you.
Am I being broadcast all over Orlando?
You are.
Okay, that's what I wanted. I just wondered if you could talk about the length of the term of the alliance and the amount of the equity investment, and is it exclusive?
The length of the agreement is for 5 years and thereafter renewable, and we're not intending to disclose the terms of the equity investment. But you said something else about inclusive.
Exclusive? Is it only? Has Aspect bound Microsoft only to Aspect, or vice versa?
You know, we have an open platform, and we. You know, that is available to others who may want to come do this, but we really wanted to focus on, you know, a leading contact center provider like Aspect, make sure that we had a roadmap which would provide these kind of solutions for customers. If other contact center players come along, they can definitely do that.
Do you have time for a follow?
Yes, you have.
So when you mentioned clicking on for click to an expert, I just want to make sure I understand. You're talking about unifying access to a call center via the web and then maybe going to voice or even vice versa. Well, that wouldn't be right. But anyway, that's what you mean, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
And of course, other forms of communication, including collaboration.
And neural input, of course.
Right.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay.
All right. Next, we have a question from Paula Mushik of eWeek. Paula, we'll give her a second to get on the line.
That's my question. I'm all set. Thanks.
After the tone, please state your name and company, followed by the pound sign.
Tom Keating, TMCNet.
Okay. Next, we have a question from Tom Keating of TMC.
Sir, your line is open.
Hi, my question is, I know you have also a strategic alliance with Nortel. I'm just curious, you mentioned you have an open platform and what have you, but does any of this affect your terms with Nortel, or is this just an additional platform that you're supporting?
Well, you know, we're very excited about the progress that we're making with Nortel as part of the Innovative Communications Alliance. In fact, today I shared that they've been, and Nortel also announced this, 600 customer wins and 10 different solutions which are in the market already. And Nortel has a roadmap that they've shared where they talk about taking their own applications, including contact center, and moving them onto OCS Voice. So I expect them to continue on that path. Today we are talking about, you know, a very important alliance with Aspect that we are very committed to make sure that you can address, you know, this very, very important category that is emerging.
Nortel is also very critical in the contact center space. I'm just curious, feature-wise or anything, is there anything missing between the two platforms or any sort of competitive advantages?
Well, there is actually one platform, which is the Office Communication Server platform. And, you know, Aspect, is, as part of this agreement, has committed to building their leading solution for contact centers on top of this platform. And Nortel certainly has that opportunity, and they have shared publicly that they plan on doing that.
Okay.
On top of a common platform.
Yes. Thank you.
Can you add? Yes, if I could add something. Of course, the reason that Aspect chose the Office Communication Server as the platform is because we think that it's the most complete and the most compelling and will be the most prevalent in the market. The second thing I'd say is that, of course, we already independently compete with Nortel into the contact center space, and we would expect that to continue. And the competitive advantages that we, Aspect, believe we have against Nortel would apply within both environments, within both a UC environment and also the more conventional environments that exist today. And particularly, I did mention this whole concept of measuring and coordinating the performance of agents in the contact center. That's with a capability that is standard in our product, and we feel that in the industry generally, that's a unique differentiator for us.
I guess I wasn't looking more at the traditional telephony side, but I know, for example, Nortel was one of the first to be very, very tightly coupled to OCS 2007, and now it sounds like, from my understanding, that Aspect software will also be very tightly coupled. So feature-wise, with OCS 2007, that feature integration should be one-to-one, correct? There won't be anything missing as compared to your competitor?
What we focus on is making sure that the platform is quote-unquote complete and available to everybody. After that, it is, you know, really the innovation and ingenuity of the different vendors, their experience on how they choose to build the solution on top of that. What we're committed to is making sure the platform is out there, and then, you know, Aspect has done some great work in contact centers, and they're going to bring that on top of this platform. Nortel has solutions there, and they're going to bring them on top of the same platform, but it is the same platform we're talking about, which also is evolving.
Thank you.
And I think with that, we are going to wrap today's call. Gurdeep, were there any closing statements that you wanted to make at this time?
Yes, I wanted to make sure that, you know, we communicate the excitement that we have around this strategic alliance. You know, this is an important category, and I think Aspect's great solutions on which work with Office Communication Server, you know, we're going to really be able to address customer needs. I do want to also clarify that while this is not an exclusive deal, you know, Aspect will be offering the work that they're doing on top of our platform as the leading option to new and existing customers.
And Mr. Foy, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I guess I would just say that we regard this as an extraordinarily significant event in the evolution of Aspect software. We feel that we're extremely well positioned to compete in the contact center space, and particularly exploiting UC for the enterprise and the platform that we have now with Microsoft. So we're absolutely thrilled with this arrangement, and we're very confident it's going to be very successful for both companies.
Well, thank you both, and thank you to the members of the press and the analyst community that joined us today. Again, there's more information available on Microsoft.com. The press release is available there and at PR Newswire. Thank you very much.
Thank you.